Report: Harris disappointed with Biden's claim he could have beat Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on January 16, 2025. Vice President Kamala Harris is disappointed President Joe Biden claimed he could have beaten President-elect Donald Trump after she failed to do so. People familiar with the conversations told The Wall Street Journal. Harris's disappointment follows years of defending the president against allegations of his deteriorating mental acuity, never disclosing any information that Team Biden did not want aired publicly. In a February report, special counsel Robert Hur found Biden was an elderly man with a poor memory. But Harris claimed at the time the report was gratuitous, inaccurate and inappropriate. Biden dropped out of the presidential race in July after his debate performance with Trump and subsequent plummeting poll numbers and pressure from fellow Democrats. It's presumptuous to say that, but I think yes. Biden told USA Today's Susan Page last week about whether he believed he could have defeated Trump. The Journal reported Harris's disappointment about Biden's statement. Vice President Kamala Harris has told close allies and family members she is disappointed in President Biden's recent contention that he would have won the 2024 election. According to people familiar with the conversations, straining relations between the two during their final days in the White House. Harris has been reluctant to distance herself from Biden or criticize him throughout her vice presidency. Even as several top Democrats pushed her to break from the unpopular president after she replaced him atop the ticket, Harris refused. She vocally supported Biden after his halting debate performance in June, when several Democrats were calling on him to step aside, and when a special counsel report on Biden's handling of classified documents amplified concerns about his mental acuity. Some close to Harris said Biden's assertion shows the one-sided loyalty of their relationship, which had turned into a warm, working one over the years but hit awkward patches when the vice president moved to the top of the ticket. Since the election, signs of frostiness have emerged. Trump's victory, dubbed the greatest comeback in American political history, now seems as if it was inevitable. He is set to take office on Monday, as Biden and Harris will leave the halls of power in Washington, perhaps never to return. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.